Tom and Alex.
Yeah, man.
Triple J.
You're on Triple J Breakfast around the country with Tom and Alex. Thanks for tuning in. They're here. They've arrived.
Yeah.
Please welcome to Major Lazer.
Yeah. Drop an air horn.
How do you go, Diplo? Do you use that? Do you bust that out much, or is the time pass for the DJ horn? I can't get enough of it.
No, you know, we always use it.
Yeah. I gotta say that's gonna be certified classic.
I actually asked Serato to put an air horn into the software.
Okay, yeah. All right, that's all there. That's locked in, so that's good to go. Anytime you want that, raise your hand.
Yes.
Tom. Okay. Oh well, that's too many
hands
now.
Hands up.
Diplo Jillionaire Walshy Fire in the studio from Major Lazer. I think, because I'm not as big a fan of the air horn as Tom is, but it's tough to be. What are the moments where an air horn should be brought out?
Always.
Okay. I don't like the sound of that at all.
Yeah. There's really no limits to that, so I think that we kind of do it way too much as well.
Okay.
I was watching watching Cake not too long ago, and they have a vibro slap, which they get into most of their songs.
Yeah.
The air horn, is that
what
your
is
vibro
a, what
slap?
What is a vibro slap?
Vibro slap?
I know what that is, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, okay,
like a rattlesnake kind of thing, you hit it there.
Like cowbell?
You know what we have that we never use? We have a laser harp.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, we carry it everywhere. We never plugged it on.
It goes everywhere with us. It costs a lot of money and we never ever use it.
We're like, we're gonna learn how to use this today. Yeah. And then
we should have brought it here.
Yeah. How does it work?
We should have actually brought it to the radio station.
Yeah, laser harp would have worked really well on radio.
It shoots lasers.
Right.
And then you touch the lasers with your hand.
And it has like velocity. You go down with your hand.
Who came across one of these?
I saw it on YouTube, like an old, like 70-year-old man did it, like home video himself doing it, and I tried buying it from him.
Was it like a homemade invention?
No, it's an actual thing.
No, this, but you have to make them. This like homemade. This guy makes them.
This guy made it.
Yeah.
How can you have one of those and not use them at all? How do you keep the laser harp at the back of the closet?
Our learning curve is so high.
Yeah. We're trying to figure out how to DJ.
Yeah, we don't even know how to use our computers. Really,
the laser, it's in your name. You need some lasers on stage. Yeah.
I know. That's the whole point, but we haven't acclimated ourselves to that yet.
Well, when you do, you know how to celebrate.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we're going to put the air horn on the laser harp.
That's how maybe you can start weaning yourself onto the laser harp is by attaching it to an air horn.
All right, these guys got to hang out for a little bit this morning. Here's the new single from Major Lazer, a taste of the forthcoming record, Major Lazer Free the Universe, Freeze the Universe, rather. This is Jano Partial. Stay with us, you're on Triple J.
Triple J.
Thank you.
Hey.
Beautiful. Thanks very much, Diplo. That was Major Lazer from that band, Jano Partial, the new single from you guys featuring Flux Pavilion, Kraken Tune, the boys themselves in the studio this morning. Also got Jillionaire and Walshy Fire here too.
And as far as taste of music we've got from your upcoming album, guys, from Major Lazer, it could almost be, couldn't be too more different. There's quite the slow one, Get Free, which is a really big hit this year for you guys, and that one then, Jano Partial, is a bit eclectic, the new record?
I think, also we had original Dawn out in the summertime and in America, and that's not on the album, but it was kind of like another record to put out there with us. And I think that Get Free was our record that we just wanted to tell people that the album's going to be a lot more serious than the last one. You know, we're going to have a lot of songwriting, a lot of features, and it's not going to just be like all the craziest random club.
Did people think Pond de Floor was a little bit?
Well, I think that's what happened because the first record was super varied as well, but people just kind of held on to Pond de Floor.
Yeah. I think also it took a long time for us for people to understand that we are a whole group and that we are doing all kinds of music, because there's a lot of fans of album tracks from the first album, but people only know Pond de Floor and Hold the Line. So this record, we want to start with Get Free, go to Mr. Marshall, and we have some crazy like mid-tempo records coming out next that are going to surprise people even more. So,
some crazy mid-tempo.
Mid-tempo.
Middle of the tempo.
I kind of deleted them all off my iTunes, but... Yeah.
People were loving it at the couple of festivals over the weekend. Stereosonic was on. We had Foreshore in Canberra as well. Yeah. So much so that they want to get some hands on some Major Lazer. Yeah. We had Jack call up earlier on, Tom.
Yeah, he basically received...
Jack from Hungry Jack's?
The very same.
Yes.
The very same.
That's my dude.
Yeah. Huge man. Huge. Yeah.
Does he know about Burger King in America?
He does. He's aware of the differences. Oh, yeah.
Does he know that Burger King is ripping him off every day?
Yeah.
Every day? Yeah. He needs to do something about that. They're making lots of money.
A damn king. The monarchy, it's hell. Yeah. But Jack received your sweat towel in his face, Diplo. You threw the sweat towel right in there, hit him in his face. He held
Jack,
off that.
What city, Canberra?
From Canberra, when he played Foreshore.
It's now hanging up in his bedroom.
All right.
Do people enjoy getting the sweat towels from Diplo to the face?
I hope they do. There was one towel that had a little puke on it. I hope they didn't get that one because our dancer had a little.
I think he did get that one.
She danced so hard. Yeah, she like had
that's what's hanging up in your room, Jack.
That's what's, Jack, you got the puke.
Not so hungry anymore.
Nah, for real though, we're sorry if it hurt you or if there was something at you.
No, he loved shows. It. He fought for it. He wanted it, and he puts it above any getting any action. If he brings someone back to his room and they're not on board with the Diplo sweat towel, he says, "Hit the road, get it,
hit the road, Jack."
He throws him out the window.
Hit the road, Jack.
Yo, I just want to say one thing. Daggerin is dead.
Yeah. Oh, it's over.
Yeah, 2013 is all about the bubble butts, but no more Daggerin. That's done.
What's the new craze?
Bubble butts. All my Australian ladies with the bubble butts. Okay. I just want to say good morning and thank you for everything. Oh, yeah.
Can you legitimately explain that without getting us complaints here at the network? Or
just think about it in your mind. Think about those bubble butts, floating around in your mind.
Bubble
butts. But no more.
Now, we have a new single called Bubble Butt that's going to come out later on next year.
Okay.
With Bruno Mars and Tyga and this thing. It's kind of a crazy record.
We actually play a lot of our songs.
We pretty much play a whole new album in our show. So if you come to our show, you can see.
You can record it. Yeah, hold your phone up. Record it. Put it on the internet.
Don't need to buy the album. Brilliant.
Nah.
That's a great system.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the changes to Major Lazer since the first record?
I think, the crew we have here is like Jillionaire and Walshy. Chris was actually, Jillionaire was the first MC we ever had. And when we first went down to Trinidad, where we're from, we recorded Kala down there with MIA, and he was like our guide down there, and he became a good friend of mine and was always with the group. And we had Scarab Boy for a long time, and Scarab Boy was our MC, and he found a god.
We actually went and found Scarab Boy. It took us 2 days.
We went up to the Bronx. In the snow. Yeah. We found him.
We went to the Bronx in a snowstorm.
This is a former member of Major Lazer who is now, where is he living? You had to trek to find him.
Yeah, me and Chris actually, because Chris was always my partner, and we went up to the Bronx where he has shows and stuff, and we found him. We just knew this crazy guy with a mohawk. We loved what he did, and we found him one day, and we recruited him to be part of the group, and then about a year and a half, we did shows with him, and then he one day decided to become a preacher and gave up everything, gave up all Twitter, Facebook, and married a girl and became a preacher pretty much.
Yeah.
Wow. Goodness me.
And was he religious at all before that?
He was, but he was.
But
he was very extreme. Like, we're all friends with him. He was super extreme. Like, he loved the women and the shows and the drinks and everything, but he loved God as well. And then one day, just poof, and
he chose one.
Yeah.
Goodness me.
Does he still incorporate daggering and hyping up?
No,
that's why I said daggering.
But he has a big song called Pon the Cross.
Right.
Not Pon
the
Floor.
He did a cover Pon the Floor, and he did a dubstep record with Luciano, which is actually kind of good.
You
should sue.
We've told Alex we're chatting to
He's a homie.
He's still a homie.
You guys seem to have this effect on people with spiritual awakenings.
Yes.
What was your involvement in the transition between Snoop Dogg and Snoop Lion?
Oh, yeah. Well, we helped him to become a young lion from a dog. And we were down there in Jamaica. I think a lot of people, they might have heard some of the stories, some of the stuff we did. But when the record comes out, it's one of the craziest records I've ever worked on. Snoop Lion's record. And there's a film that's going to come out as well from Vice that's going to cover like his actual transition, like physically to the lion, but how he went to Jamaica and learned about Rastafarianism and wrote all these records with us. So 17, 18 records. So we're pretty happy. Everybody from Bunny Wailer on the record to Drake. It's like crazy features, and the album's insane.
And it's really probably changed. This isn't a marketing thing or anything. He doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who'd do that.
Snoop Dogg is kind of like...
Knowing Snoop as I do.
Yeah. the whole album and the whole project is more about Snoop just kind of like becoming an adult and just wanting to like really put a record out that can last forever. Like, he just looks at his kids sometimes when he wakes up and is like, yo, I want to make a record that you guys are going to love too and that can represent for everybody. It's not just about... the kind of the pimps and the hoes and that stuff. He wants to make a record that he's really proud of, and he enlisted us to help him with that. And we went to Jamaica, and we know everybody down there, so we kind of put together the best team and put together a record that's great. But it's more about the feeling and the way the music is about and how it represents than I think physically he's rusted out. He has the hat on, has the beard now, and the dreadlocks, but he still works every day, goes to his Ghetto News Network, and he still has the sponsorships, and he does everything. But I think Snoop is the kind of artist that can help bring reggae music to more people because he's such a big star internationally.
Definitely. He actually does like reggae covers of his old hits.
Yeah, if you see him live,
rastifies his old tunes.
Yeah, he does. It's
actually pretty good, yeah.
He has one of the sickest bands in LA, though. He has a band that's been playing his music for like like 15, 16 years, so they're really tight and they do a great show. They do a great live show.
Oh, amazing stuff. On Triple J this morning, chatting to Major Lazer. Do you boys want to hang around and read Australia's weather for the country?
We're curious. We're talking about the beach.
I can tell you the weather right now looking out this window.
But it's all around Australia. There's lots of stuff going all over the
place. I can see Australia out my window right now. I can see what's happening in Perth right now.
Cool. Yeah. Well, let's take a listen to this. This is a cover that Hermitude did when they were in the studio for Like a Version, covering your track Get Free with the beautiful vocals of Alana Stone, who's a massive fan of Amber, who you worked on the original tune with. Have a listen. You guys have heard this before?
Yeah, I saw it on YouTube.
I saw it on YouTube.
Cool, man. Here it is. This is Get Free, Triple J. J Hermitude covering Major Lazer.
Hermitude in the building.
What?
Major Lazer.
Triple J.
This is what we need every day because we need to get more exciting.
The news.
And the weather.
Shut up, please. it's just getting too much. It's a serious news program here.
Okay, we were talking about to you guys, Major Lazer. We've got the boys in the studio. We're talking to you about sound effects, though, and that's a big part of what you do with dance hall and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's a big part of dance hall in general, though. Like, for sure, if you go to a dance hall party, you probably would be sitting there going, all right, dude, like, you know, ease off, but nah.
When I first started, I had a effect machine, and it had, like, you remember those effect keychains back in the day?
Yeah, man.
It was, like, a big version of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so
like,
it would
like
have
a Tamagotchi?
It was, like, a little keychain thing.
And like for you to put your house keys and your car keys on.
Yeah, right? But it had buttons on it that you could press to make effects. And it was like a big version of that you use for your live shows.
You got into music by a keyring.
Yeah. No. It's actually the other way around. Like all I wanted to do ever was play with my keyring. Yeah. And then I found you could play records too. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a professional keyringer back down in Trinidad.
What kind of sound effects? Like fart sound effects, that kind of thing?
Any kind of sound effects. I think if you guys are really going to enter this dancehall thing, like you guys sound like you want to.
Yes. I'll send you guys some sound effects.
I'm scared. I'm trepidatious. Like I want to.
Don't be trepidatious.
Don't be trepidatious in trying to go into dancehall.
Yeah, don't be Trevor Davis at all.
That's the worst way to go into dancehall.
I don't think Trevor Davis is even a good name.
Don't date shepherds to try and go into dancehall. It's the worst thing you can do.
Dating shepherds.
And Frank Farina and Ernie Merrick are among the favourites to take over as coach of A-League soccer side Sydney FC.
Thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Elise. Major Lazer. Elise.
Hey, Elise.
Hello.
We can do this.
Yes.
I used to have one of those keyrings.
Whoa.
Pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
One of the keyrings.
Yeah. Throwing a few more. Yeah. Is that working for you guys? Yeah.
That's right.
All right.
Should drop them during the news, though. That one's not very cool.
Not showing the news for that one. But let's go into the weather. Let's dance hall up the weather, shall we?
Let's do it.
With
let's
Major Lazer. Diplo, do you want to kick it off?
And then we'll kick it off.
Head round past Julian Aaron Walshy Fire.
And we'll give the forwards to whatever.
Yes.
Awesome.
I want to start at Townsville. Looking kind of rainy today. Showers. 31 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 30 degrees. Mangula, which is actually Jerry Plains, North South Wales. Isolated showers, 33 degrees. Newcastle, possible thunderstorm, 29. Sydney, possible thunderstorm, 28.
Possible thunderstorm. Right. Melbourne, showers, 25. Hobart, possible showers, 20.
That's in Tasmania.
Adelaide, sunny, 30. Perth, late showers in the night.
In Broome, it have a possible thunderstorm, 34 degrees. Darwin, late thunder, 34.
One time.
Alice Springs, go have a thunderstorm, 37. That is your weather. You're listening to Triple J. Morning show.
Absolutely amazing, guys. Thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah,
and coming in general.
We missed Canberra, apparently. Can we get Canberra on there?
Nah, Canberra, thunderstorm, man. 29 degrees.
Canberra, you're looking good.
They're all there.
Delete that.
Dear me. Well, thank you very much for being here, Major Lazer. Pleasure to meet you guys. Enjoy the rest of your time in Australia. Stereo Sonic this weekend continues.
And in Brisbane and in Melbourne and also in Adelaide.
What's the best place in the crowd to stand for your sweaty towels, Diplo? Where are they going to land this weekend?
In the front because it's kind of a crazy long jump for me to get to the audience.
Yeah, make sure that it's not close.
But I go out in the ball now. This is Zor ball, so I go pretty far. So you can touch me all the way, like, you know.
Well, we had a text from someone wondering if there's much oxygen in there, if you need
there's
to.
There's not. You got 7 minutes and then you die.
And then you die. Yeah. Well, don't do that on the weekend.
Please. Yeah. And we're going to get this new record, Major Lazer Frees the Universe, early next year.
Yeah.
Any other tasty treats, any other collabs we can expect on that record?
Well, you know, I think Tyga, Bruno Mars, Vampire Weekend.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Let's see, Vibes Cartel before he went to jail.
Busy Signal has a big record on there.
Wyclef.
Elephant Man, Wyclef, Winter Gordon, Shaggy.
Mod Ting.
That's not all.
I can't remember. I'm dumbfounded. Also, Leighton's brother might do an appearance.
Yeah, Courtney Walsh. Big up to my older brother, Courtney Walsh, a cricketer.
Okay, right.
Who's probably listening?
Yeah,
right
man.
Now.
He's incredible. Definitely listening. Yeah. So big him up. Big him up. He's on the country.
He terrorized the Australian batsman over a number of years.
Easy, no man.
Him and Kurt Lee.
Yeah, Kurt Lee.
Big him up. What's it called? Fire in Babylon. You guys go watch Fire in Babylon.
Yeah, man.
Oh yeah, I've seen a bit.
No joke thing. Go watch that.
Go watch that. Yeah.
Keep an ear out too for these guys. Might be dropping by Triple J, hanging out with Nina Las Vegas on Mix Up this weekend.
We're gonna mix it up live.
Mix it up. Thanks so much, boys. Lovely to meet you. Have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
And thanks for being here at Triple J. Cheers.